are, cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cuverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Taking a look at sports, last night was busy in the NHL with 12 games happening overall. The Bruins beat the Penguins 6-5, the Rangers beat the Flyers 0-1, and the Golden Knights beat the Capitals 3-2, all in overtime. Tonight, the Maple Leafs take on the Flyers at 7. In the NBA, the Bulls beat the Nets 108-99, and the Heat beat the Warriors 116-109. There are several games scheduled for tonight in the NBA.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, today is going to be sunny with a high of 15. Later tonight, it's going to cool down to 5 with clear skies. Tomorrow, it's going to be partially cloudy with a high of 17. And currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 8 degrees.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Memories follow me left and right. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
Take up every corner of my mind.
Good morning and welcome back to Ignite Radio. We are the pre-lunch bunch. I'm your host, Taylor Nusafora, here with my co-host, Tyler Kennedy. That was Left and Right by Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook of BTS. Speaking of BTS, all of them have to be going to the military by 2025, as South Korea has the rule of being able to go to the military. All men must be able to go to the military by 2025.
Wow. Is there any exemption for them going to the military?
The government did offer them not to go to the military, but they decided to enlist anyways.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense to me. I feel like it's a little bit of a lose-lose situation there. You know, if they do go, you know, they're going to be losing out on so much money for the, you know, economy.
Yeah.
Of where they live, but if they don't go, all maybe like their fans might turn on them, like, you know, just, I don't know, it really depends on how the people in Korea view the military. And, you know, they could very well, if BTS didn't decide to go, they could just, you know, turn on them and kind of ruin their careers.
I feel like their fan base, the ARMY, is pretty strong, and I feel like they're going to be sticking with them the entire time.
Yeah.
And other news, BTS's RM is making a new song with Pharrell Williams coming out later this year.
Yeah, it seems like they have a lot of collabs. We just heard one, Charlie Puth, a collab with Jungkook from BTS, not the whole band, but I'm really excited to hear that song. You know, they're great artists, and they're only going up from here.
Yeah, they're only going up. I'm excited to hear when they come back from the military to see what new music, if they're going to continue, if they're going to stop, all the new things that they have coming for us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Coming up, we have news on Christmas, what we're doing for Christmas this year, and Bam Bam featuring Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There.
Hi, it's I'm Elizabeth time. Manley,
thank you.
Silver medalist at the Calgary
Foundation
Olympics.
Of Canada.
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
Aloha College
Radio
production.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now. Couldn't ever imagine even having doubts, but not everything works out. No, now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast. I see it.
Boom, boom.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Online. 24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
That Ignite Radio, that was Up We Go by Lights, and Christmas is around the corner, and I am so excited. How do you feel about that, Tyler?
You know what? Last week, I made the mistake of saying that it's too early to celebrate, and, you know, I have to say this morning I'm guilty. I was listening to Christmas music on my way to school. I don't know, I just, something about the turn from Halloween to Christmas, it just, you know, it got me started.
It's exciting. No, it's really exciting. My friend actually has been playing Christmas music since, I think, beginning of October. That is how excited he is for Christmas.
I think that's a little bit extreme.
That's,
I gotta,
extreme?
Wait till November. Yeah.
Well, then what's the right time to start decorating for Christmas?
What's the right time to start decorating? I feel like decorating and listening to music and, you know, watching movies, is they're two different stories. Decorating is a little crazy to start decorating on November 1st. I guess maybe it depends on how much decorations you have. You know, if you have a lot to put up, you might want to start decorating early. But I think it's a bit extreme to start decorating now. I think maybe a good time to start decorating is maybe just the start of December. That's when everything really starts going, kicks off.
The start of December? No, yeah. My family, actually, my mom, she keeps her Christmas tree up all year round and decorates it for different holidays. That is us deciding not to decorate so much last minute and just keep it all year round, the Christmas spirit.
I know we keep our tree up till February sometimes, but that's not by design. That's just kind of out of laziness and not wanting to put it out.
No, yeah, fair enough. And what does your family do for Christmas?
What do we do for Christmas? We do a lot for Christmas. You know, we normally have a big family dinner and just open presents. We do a Secret Santa every year, so not everyone's spending so much money on you don't have to spend money on every single person. You spend money on one person, and then everyone gets a gift. It all works out. So that's pretty much what we do.
No, yeah, Secret Santa for Christmas, this is something I've been doing with my friends all the time.
Yeah, I gotta ask you a question. Is there a Christmas present that, like, what is the worst Christmas present you've ever given someone or, you know, received?
I'm guilty. I re-gifted a old present that I had and gave it to one of my friends for Christmas.
You know, I feel like a lot of us are guilty of that, especially with, like, gift cards. I know I've gotten gift cards where my name is not on the card holder. It's someone else's name, so I find that a bit funny every time. Last year, I gave my sister, you know, as a joke, this is the worst present I've ever given someone. I gave my sister because I always poke fun at my sister's dog. I say that he's a bit on the heavier side. So I gave my sister a Weight Watchers DVD for her dog. And I don't know, everyone had a good laugh about it. I thought it was pretty funny, so.
Well, I hope that, I wonder if she's actually using it for the dog. I wonder if they've sat in front of the TV and decided to watch that.
No, I think he has been because he slimmed down a little bit since then. Yeah.
That's good. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the new Disenchanted trailer that came out. And here we have Beautiful Mistakes by...
Up next, we'll have the entertainment, and that'll be brought to you by Jack.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Hike and help millions.
Just because I have rheumatoid arthritis, I didn't do this just for me. I did it for everybody, and this is my way of saying I will fight, and I will fight this disease until for the rest of my life.
Be part of the Arthritis Society's Joints in Motion training team. Call 1-800-321-1433. We'll help you every step of the way.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Pop star Taylor Swift has just become the first artist in history to take up the entire top 10 on the U.S. singles chart. She snatched the record from the previous holder, Drake, as he held 9 spots on the chart just over a year ago in September of 2021. She tweeted, 10 out of 10 on the Hot 100. On my 10th album, I am in shambles. All 13 of the songs on Midnight, the singer's new album, made the top 15, interrupted only by Sam Smith's Unholy at number 11, and Steve Lacy's Bad Habits at number 12. The number one spot is claimed by Taylor's song Antihero, where its chorus, It's Me, Hi, I'm the Problem, It's Me, has become quite the favorite trend on TikTok. Following all this success, the singer has even announced she is launching a tour across the United States with several venues already confirmed for 2023. Taylor said that the tour, now dubbed the Eras Tour, would be a journey through the musical eras of her career, past and present. Since her last tour in 2018, Swift has recorded 3 new albums, along with a re-recording of her album Red and Fearless, due to some musical copyright conflicts. I'm Jack, and this was your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
The best internet radio station playing hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to me. I take a shot of memories and black out like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on, I'm just depressed that you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistakes I make inside my
Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lucid, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it.
Internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Thought it would be temporary. And honestly, I haven't thought about you since January. I needed space and walked away, and that was unnecessary. We used to kid around and say we all did enough to get married. And I admit that scared me. I try to act like it's not nice to see you at the same party. Can't take my eyes off you. Whoa. Damn, this really sucks right now. Hate the way the things went down. I can't even figure out the things that drove a wedge between us now. Damn, this really sucks right now. Till now, seeing you with someone else. Wow, this really sucks, right? This really sucks, right? This really sucks, right?
It's the taste of your lips that haunts me. A shot of three too many yet, and now you're not here to stop me. All the things I used to hate when you were just caring for me. I never took the blame, I guess it's too late to say I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
I try to act like it's not nice to see you at the same party. Can't take my eyes off you. Whoa. Damn, this really sucks right now. Hate the way the things went down. I can't even figure out the things that drove a wedge between us now. Damn, it really sucks right now. Didn't give a gift till now. Seeing you with someone else. Wow, this really sucks, right? Damn, it really sucks, right? Take my eyes off you. Oh, damn, this really sucks right now. Hate
Ignite Radio, that was This Sucks by Virginia to Vegas featuring Mackenzie Porter. A certain movie trailer came out yesterday that I am very excited for. Disenchanted, the long-awaited sequel from 2007's Enchanted, is on its way this November. Tyler, how are you feeling about this?
I'm going to be honest, I am feeling pretty indifferent because I do not watch, you know, is it a princess movie?
It is a princess movie, Disney princess.
The only princess movie that I've watched was my girlfriend forced me to watch Beauty and the Beast, which I actually enjoyed the movie, but I told her the same thing. I told her I've never watched any of the Disney princess movies. So, you know, we sat down, she forced me to watch it. I thought it was okay, but, you know, maybe I need to, you know, binge watch all the princess movies so I know all these references people are talking about. And they won't just fly past my head.
Oh, no, yeah, Beauty and the Beast is one of a classics. It's definitely one of my favorite Disney princess movies. Did you watch the live action or the original animated one?
It was the original animated one.
Original, that's good. That's good. You got to start with the originals, and then you can watch the new ones.
I don't know. I don't know if I like live action better than the animated ones. I feel like the animated ones are, you know, they're the classics. You have to watch them first. So, you know, if I do end up watching all the princess movies, I will end up watching the animated ones first, but I don't know if I'll enjoy the live action as much as I enjoy the animated ones.
Well, good thing with Enchanted, it's live action and also animated, so you will have best of both worlds in one movie.
Well, there you go. Maybe I'll take a trip to the theater and watch Disenchanted by myself.
No, yeah, it comes out November 18th on Disney Plus, and I am quite excited.
Oh, it's coming out on Disney. Is it coming out in theaters too?
I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure it's not coming out in theaters. I think it's just a Disney Plus original one.
Is it? Do you know who's playing it? Is it the same actors? Because I know you said this is the sequel, right?
So. Oh yes, we have the original cast. We have Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey, Idina Menzel, and new Maya Rudolph will be joining the cast.
Well, I don't know any of those people, but I'm sure they're great.
Oh, no, yeah, they are amazing, and I'm quite excited to see what Maya Rudolph has in store for this next movie. Coming up next, we got What's Up Mohawk with my co-host, Tyler.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
This Saturday, November 5th, Mohawk College is having an open house. Find your program on the Mohawk College website and come down from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to see what all the hype is about. Mohawk College is proud to celebrate the class of 1972 on the 50th anniversary of their graduation with a special event. The class of 1972, along with fellow Golden grads from 1967 to 1970, and guests are invited to join us in recognizing this milestone at the Golden Grad Celebration. The celebration will be taking place this Saturday, November 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Graduates will meet in the R&E and will participate in the Class of 1972 special recognition, program reunions, and a tour of the campus. It's game day. The Mountaineers women's and men's basketball teams will be heading to Etobicoke to take on the Humber Hawks today. Tip-off for the women's game will be at 6 o'clock, with the men's game starting at 8. I'm Tyler Kennedy, and that's What's Up, Mohawk.
want hit music? We've got you're listening to Ignite Radio. Ignite Radio.
Strawberry ice cream, one spoon for two, and trading jackets, laughing about how small it looks on you. Watching reruns of Glee, being annoying, singing in harmony, I bet she's bragging. All her friends saying you're so unique. So when you're gonna tell her that we did that too, she thinks it's special, but it's so reused. That was our place, I found it first. I made the jokes you tell to her when she's with you. Do you get deja vu when she's with you?
Doing okay in the back of my mind.
Ignite Radio, that was So Good by Halsey. Rihanna has finally come out of her six-year hiatus with her new song, Lift Me Up. This is a very long-awaited comeback from her, as she's been focusing on her Fenty Beauty line. How are you feeling about this new song, Tyler?
I heard the new song earlier today. I listened to it, and I think I've seen a lot of stuff on social media, and it seems like people are being a little too hard on her. I think the song is perfect for what it is. It's a song made for a movie. It sounds like a song made for a movie. I just think the six-year hiatus is kind of making people go crazy, and they're expecting a little bit too much from her when the song's sole purpose is to be made for the movie. It's not just, you know, another one of her singles.
No, yeah, for sure. But since it's made for the movie, I'm excited to see it in Black Panther that comes out on November 11th. Hopefully it will make sense more in the movie.
Yeah. Did you watch the first Black Panther?
Oh, yes. I watched the first Black Panther day it came out. I was so excited, and I'm so excited for this sequel.
I actually did not watch the first Black Panther until last year in my grade 12 English class. We did an assignment to do with Black Panther. And I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie. I don't know why I never watched it, why I never gave it a chance. I'm not a big fan of... Is it a Marvel movie?
It is a Marvel movie,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, I don't watch Marvel movies either, so that's another thing with me. You know, I don't watch princess movies, I don't watch Marvel movies. But when I gave it a chance, or I guess I didn't really have a choice, it was played for us in the class and we had to do an assignment on it, but I really enjoyed the movie, and I'm actually excited for the next movie to come out, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
No, yeah, I bought my tickets for opening day. I am so excited. After the first one got so much hype, the first one was amazing. I just hope this one can live up to the standard it's set.
You're a Marvel super fan, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I am. I am a Marvel super fan. Yeah. Yes, I am.
The first Marvel movie I watched was actually Endgame, which to a lot of people doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because it's, you know, I guess it's after so many movies, you need to know a lot of stuff from the prior movies to really get Endgame, but I enjoyed Endgame, so, you know, I don't care what anyone says. I like the movie.
No, that's what I'm glad about with Marvel movies. Even if you haven't seen anything else, you'll still enjoy it. Some of the jokes you might not understand, but you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, we have Wayback Playback from Asa.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful.
It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF. spending life gasping for air, and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This song features two people, an alt-rock singer and a rapper, that never met in person during their time working on this magic track that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard and Canada Hot 100. This rapper can play the piano, trumpet, guitar, French horn, and the cello. His ex claimed she was astounded by the fact he would leave on a trip only to come back with a new instrument to play each and every time. This song is also the top hit in the rapper's debut album that featured the likes of Lupe Fiasco, T.I., Playboi Trey, Hayley Williams, Rivers Cuomo, Rico Barrino, Janelle Monae, and Bruno Mars. While still in junior high, the rapper formed a group with his cousin Swag called The Clinic. After a mutual breakup, the rapper then decided to launch a solo career and recorded an ode to marijuana named Cloud Nine. As a final clue, this song is a remix that features Eminem himself along with a sped-up chorus of the original song. Still unsure? I'm Asa, and here's Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams on Ignite Radio.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Of the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game, and back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music.
Now.
Now.
I can feel your eyes on me. I could win awards for pretending. Ask me how I've been and I'll hold my tongue. Yeah, everything is spinning now. 3, 2, 1. It's like a flashback memory, like a split screen movie scene. Got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't breathe. You remind me of the old me. Got me feeling things I don't like, feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't.
bringing me back, yeah. The city takes me back in time. Pieces of me thought I left behind. History I'm trying to outrun. Now all the walls are closing in at 3, 2, 1. It's like a flashback memory, like a split screen movie scene. Got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't breathe. You remind me of the old me. Got me feeling things I don't like, feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't love me. And bring me out, then I'm lonely. I don't want that messed up old me to own me. But you just keep bringing me back, yeah. But you just keep bringing me back, yeah. But you just keep bringing me back, yeah. I'm sorry, you seem happy. I can't do this, I'm not ready. You remind me of the old me. Got me feeling things I don't like, feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't love me. And bring me out, then I'm lonely. I don't want them messed up old me to own me. But you just keep bringing me back, yeah. But you just keep bringing me back, yeah.
Ignite Radio, that was The Old Me by Rhea May. This week's Powerball is at the second highest ever with $1.2 billion. Now, Tyler, what would you do if you won $1.2 billion?
Now, I can't even fathom that amount of money. If I won $1 million, I don't know what I would do if I won $1 million, but $1.2 billion, I know. I was thinking earlier, I think the Lotto Max was at 70 million or something like that. I was thinking, what would I do if I won that? And the first thing I would do is find a financial, someone who can help me financially so the money will last me the rest of my life. I feel like that would be my first step. Then the second step would be to, I don't want to say drop out of school, but if I had $1.2 billion, I don't know if I'd really need to do school anymore. You know, I enjoy doing this, but $1.2 billion, it changes a person, you know? I've seen it happen.
No, yeah, for sure. Definitely get someone to help you financially and figure out how to spend your money instead of blowing it all right away. But I don't know if you can blow $1.2 billion right away.
I could probably figure it out.
No, yeah, for sure. But you don't actually get the $1.2 with taxes taking off. It's only $500 million, so it's just half.
Only 500 million, is that what you just said?
Yeah, only 5 mil.
Well, I mean, 500 million, that's still a crazy amount of money. Did you say what you would do if you won that sort of money?
What I would do? I don't know. I feel like I would definitely, well, I don't think I'd talk to someone right away. I feel like I'd go straight to the mall. I'd go straight to shopping, probably book a couple vacations, travel the world like I want. Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I guess I can't really say what I would do until I see the money in front of me or see the check in front of me. Because the money changes people. I don't know. Maybe I'd get that money and I'd start buying yachts and just start buying crazy things. I don't know. I don't know what I would do, but I'm hoping if I ever do win that amount of money, I'll be able to keep it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I hope you don't spend it all right away. That would not be good. Coming up next, we have If I Can't Have You by Shawn Mendes. We are the Pre-Lunch Bunch. Tune in next Wednesday at 11 a.m. to hear us again.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington offers mentoring opportunities to meet the needs of children and families. Big Brothers Big Sisters are always looking for more donations and volunteers. With your help, we can make a difference in the eyes of the youth's future. At Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington, we believe in the value and values of mentoring. Please visit our website at callbigbrothers.com and browse our many different programs to help today's youth for a better tomorrow.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
You want hit music.
You want hit music.
Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room, yeah. It doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything
so sorry that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
To move on, forget you, but I hold on. Everything means nothing. Everything means nothing, babe. I'm trying to move on, forget you, but I hold on.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you. No, I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
Radio. Hit music now.
It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Go somewhere I know will set me free. Oh, it's been too long. And I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself. Too long.
if you're a rider, let me know, cause I'm down to take you now. Oh no, no, tell me and I'll take you now. It's been too long, I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself, go somewhere I know will set me free.
Is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
I've been somewhere like this before. To a place where don't make sense together anymore. And if you're saying this is the end, honey, I knew you when. The first night in our first place. We ate on the floor while summer twilight ricocheted. And it was easier back then. Honey, I knew you when.
I'm sure you